elsewhere.
Alan, a great battling point today.
Yeah, it's frustrating. We said at the end of the game, we had a chat with a lot. Obviously, everyone's elated that we got the point. Great comeback, great spirit, great character. But I was just saying, imagine what it'd be like if we could stay in games. You know, give ourselves a chance. You know, we start off so well. In a couple of games, we started off well. Blythe, we started well. Today, we started well. We looked solid. We looked compact. You know, you're feeling your way into the game against the side at full time. They were organised, they were fit and strong, you know. So you feel your way into the game, you're pretty solid. And then we gift them a goal. You know, a breakdown in communication between two players. You know, it's the sort of thing that I wouldn't expect, that we don't expect and we won't stand for. But, you know, they both sort of held their hands up. But it's that kind of thing that kills us and we're getting punished for it. They make one mistake and they score. And that seems to be the same at Blythe. You know, we were solid for 50 minutes. One little lapse in concentration and the lad scores. We're getting punished for our mistakes, so we've got to stop making mistakes. But I said if we can stay in games, eliminate those little errors, second, third goal, they all could have been avoided if you look at them, really. Just poor decision making from individuals. If we can avoid that and keep in a game and stay in a game, then we will grow and we will, once we get into the rhythm of it and the game settles down, we've got the players who can find space, who can create problems. I think Harvey showed the day that he's got a pace that can be a real threat, whether it's out wide on the left or through the middle. We've got movement from Cartman, you know, we've got players who are good on the ball. But we're just shooting ourselves in the foot by giving ourselves an uphill battle by gifting goals to the opposition.
A great fight back though in the last 10 minutes. It's alright, maybe it was a touch self-inflicted to go 3-1 down. But you could look at the game and think, well, fully deserved a point considering the attack and threat that we post around.
Well, it was more than a little bit self-inflicted. It was things that we, you know, we've got to be honest, you know, there's no point in us sort of fleeting around the things that stood out just because we got a good point. There's no point in ignoring it and moving on and saying, oh, you know what, it's all about character and spirit. It's not. We're making mistakes. We're making the wrong decisions in certain areas that are killing us. You know, it's as simple as that. And we're 2-0 down before we know it. And against these teams who are full-time, who are good footballers, you're not going to get back in it all the time, fortunately. Set pieces towards the end and were excellent. Delivery was excellent, attacking the ball, and they weren't particularly strong defending set pieces, so that was our way back in. But no, we've got to address them. We can't just overlook it. You're right, great spirit, great comeback, and thoroughly deserved point, I thought, in the end. But, you know, we should have got more out of it if we stay in the game. But there's no point in ignoring what's happened just because we've got that good result. Yeah, we're happy and we look at the positives, but we also focus on the negatives, the things that need changing, the things that need improving. Because, I mean, if things didn't need improving, then why have me and Tommy been brought in? You know, you'd have just kept Phil and Gary doing it. You know, because we're in here to try and make things change, make things better, make things improve, change the way they play, make them better, progress up the league. Now, it's going to take a little bit of time, but we need to address them, we need to be honest, and we need our lads to take responsibility for those things rather than kind of, you know, hoping that we won't mention it. You know, step up, take responsibility and fix the problems. And then, like I say, then we'll get results.